Call the meeting to order. It's 6:08. Call for a moment of silence, please. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just one piece of housekeeping. If you would turn off any electronic devices, cell phones, etc., we would appreciate that. A roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olson.
Here.
Bonnie Arnia.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrence. Clark Cotton.
Here.
Paul Greena.
Here.
I understand there's no recognition and awards this evening. The next is audience participation. We had a number of people sign up, and those of you that had the opportunity to speak during the study session, I assume that you will have had that opportunity. Is there anyone else who would like to speak this evening to the council? Seeing none, we'll go to the next item of business, which is our commission, committee, and board reports. The Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee, Clark.
We're having a meeting tomorrow night at 4:30, and Dave Wilbert will be there. I think we have a full house. Everybody's responded in a lot of time.
Okay, terrific. Next is the Blaine Chamber of Commerce, Bonnie.
Oh, we had there was a really good turnout to the meeting, and Michael and Dave were there, and Raven, and they all spoke about, they just basically introduced himself. Michael gave a rundown of some current projects, and then I had to leave, and I didn't hear your presentation, but I guess you did the same thing, kind of major things going on. So. And we have a new business down in the corner of Peace Portal and 4th. Called Merry-Go-Round. It's a consignment, a really, really nice consignment shop. I've been in there and bought a chair.
You. RED loan, Jeff, anything?
No report.
KWTA board, Paul.
We will be beginning our annual budget preparation in the middle of July. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay, thank you for your report. Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee, Charlie. Library Committee, Dennis.
They're going to meet this third Wednesday. So I don't have a report from them.
Okay. Go ahead, Bonnie. Sure you may.
What are they building on the front there? Is that book storage?
That's a storage unit.
Okay, and that's permanent or semi-permanent?
Semi-permanent. Would you say, Michael?
I'm sorry, the question was about the storage unit?
Yeah.
Madam Council Member, it's really hard to hear you because you're not speaking into your
microphone.
Sorry.
Is that permanent until they get a new library?
It essentially is permanent until they get a new library or no longer need the storage for the book there.
Yeah. Best they could do for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis, Senior Center.
They had their 4th of July breakfast and they had over 500 eaters.
Oh, terrific.
That's great.
Fantastic. Planning Commission, Mr. Jones.
There is a report for the from the Planning Commission tonight. There's a memo there in your packet. It's pretty straightforward. It is in response to a request from the Council to interpret some code and wanted to know how the Planning Commission is looking at the PUD code in regards to new plats that are within the confines of the already approved semi-AMU PUD. And I wondered if you had any questions for me on that. That's it, then. Thank you. And I have no report from the Park and Cemetery Board, sir.
Chief is not here, so we'll pass on the Law and Justice Council. Small Cities Caucus, I have no report. And the Whatcom Council of Governments, I have no report. Chief, would you like to comment on the North Whatcom fire update?
Good evening, Council. I shared with you our newsletter. I'm up the newsletter to read. And some got a little bit of information on the 4th of July, which I thought was very successful from our standpoint. We had 20 911 calls during the July 4th period. 11 of those were BLS medical, 5 were ALS medical, 1 smoke investigation, 1 odor investigation, and 2 motor vehicle accidents. And I think we only had 1 or 2 in the city. The parade was uneventful. Fireworks were uneventful as far as we were concerned. And great coordination with Chief Haslip. So I would consider it a huge success on our part. I think the whole city, actually. From what I saw, I could shoulder to shoulder with people downtown here. It's pretty full. So that's my report.
Chief, I have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
I have received a phone call today from one of the citizens in West Blaine, commenting on a fire hazard on some property just off of Semiamo Parkway. Do you know anything about that?
Yep, he called me also.
Okay.
Called Chief Haslip also. And we've got communications going with Michael and Chief Haslip and myself. I don't think it is as an imminent fire threat as this individual thinks it is, but we're working through the process on that.
Okay. It's well in hand.
It is.
Okay. I would say it's.
We spoke with the property owner today just to follow up on that, and they plan to continue as they have been, which is their plan is to chip all of those brush piles. The wood is almost all green wood. It was fresh cut stuff, so there's a little bit of dead wood in there, but it's almost all green wood. And
it's quite wet, still quite wet.
It's still quite wet. And so their plan is to have it cleaned up within about a month. There is actually no absolute mandatory requirement that they do that. So we are working with them, and they intend to do that. So it is important, and they will be cleaning up the slash piles by chipping them and depositing them on site.
I was surprised that there is no requirement to clean up the slash piles. Is that something, that's our regulations, right?
State regulations, state logging.
Can we override that?
Well, we also have regulations, but our regulations are on land clearing, and we don't have in our code something that stipulates clearing of slash piles.
Could we?
We could amend the code. But I just wanted to say that the property owner is willingly doing that, cooperatively.
I mean just for future purposes, would you think it would be beneficial to maybe look at putting some provision?
Sure, it could be beneficial. I mean, the vast majority of our land clearing permits are to clear land and prep them for development. So this is a bit of an exception, but absolutely, it could be added to our code.
Well, I guess I don't know. I can't speak to the fire hazard, but obviously, if it was left long enough, it might become.
Sure.
We
can certainly understand the perception and what it looks like.
Yeah,
and it does look like from the outside like a fire hazard could be. Yeah.
Michael, is the land in question covered by the SRA?
I don't believe so. It was never added to the CC&Rs, was never incorporated into the CC&Rs. I don't know that for a fact, but I don't believe so.
So that it would not fall under the purview of either the SRA or the ASC?
I don't believe so.
Thank you.
I did specifically ask Debbie about that, and she said no.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Okay.
Appreciate it very much. Okay, next is the city manager and staff reports. Mr. City Manager.
Good evening, Council and Mayor. We're going to change the format a little bit with our reports. I've asked our staff to come up and talk to you directly. So instead of sitting at the tables and reporting from the side, they're going to come up, and I think that will help with some of our reporting. So the first one is going to be Raven.
Thank you.
Good evening. Just a brief project report for you, but first I wanted to let you know about some bad news and good news for one of our staff members. John Moeller, who's been with the city for 25 years, is retiring the end of this month. So a huge loss of body of knowledge to our department, but a wonderfully well-deserved retirement for him. We are having kind of a potluck get-together on Friday around the lunchtime if you're interested in stopping by and giving your farewells. At Public Works. I guess I'd say this one's upstairs since we'll be coming through. Yeah. In terms of, I wanted to let you know, too, just kind of a that also, as Harry indicated, relating to fire, that the July 4th preparations and cleanup went very well for Public Works as well. There have been several questions asked of me since I got here this evening about when the work will start on Semiahmoo Parkway again and why did it stop. Well, it stops because pretty much all hands are needed in order to prepare to get out the signs for the no parking, put up the Santa cans, the sidewalks and plazas that were washed, weeding, mulching around trees, making sure we didn't have any pedestrian hazards on Peace Portal and so forth. So we're happy that that all passed without incident as well. I kind of indicated at our last meeting that H Street and the Harvey Pipeline Water Project were nearing completion. We've had our final inspections. And so both of those projects are now substantially complete. What that means is we need to finish up some minor punch list items and make final payment to the contractor once they get all of their releases, and then we bring that to you for closure. And then finally, I wanted to let you know that I've been contacted by a former Blaine resident about doing some rehabilitation work at Memorial Park, the Veterans Memorial there at 3rd and 8th Street. And so I'm in touch with the Legion Hall in Blaine, as well as the VFW in Custer. I'm hoping to organize an on-site meeting so we can kind of talk about what we all think might need to be done. And I wanted to invite, if there was any of you that might be interested to participating in that effort, please let me know. I think it would be wonderful to have that. And that's all for me.
Mr. City Manager?
I'll just give you a brief update. I did get an email from our... Can I
interrupt you for just
yes.
a minute? I've been thinking here and trying to figure out when to say this, but I think all of the staff of the city of Blaine should be complimented on the 4th of July. I thought the work that they did was outstanding. Police department, all the public works people, I thought were just spectacular, and I think we had a spectacular day and an event that I think was out of a 1 to 10 would have been a 10. And I think you're to be complimented, and certainly all of the staff of the city are to be complimented. They did a heck of a job.
Well, thank you. You just said what I was going to say better than I could have said it. So, and I just want to mention that our police chief would have said something very similarly. He's on duty tonight, and we're very short-staffed, so his call to duty tonight is actually out in the field, so he won't be here tonight to talk about that. I'll ask him to follow up at the next meeting. But I was going to also just mention that in the same vein that I think it was a wonderful first impression that I had of the city and of the staff, and as well as the citizens who stepped forward and participated in many ways. I attended the breakfast and had one of those 400 pancakes or 4,000. There was a lot of them served. And so I just wanted to mention that as well. Thank you. And then we'll have... Michael.
No report, sir.
And I have no report.
You have no report.
Sherry.
I have no report.
So I'm back.
You didn't get away from
like a lucky
long.
Penny, not a bad penny. So first I wanted to say thank you to the council and the community for hiring me and giving me the opportunity to serve in Blaine. I think it's wonderful. I'm glad to be here. Number two, my first week went well. You know, your first week, you always kind of wonder how things are going to go. There wasn't anyone that came into my office and had a rampage. That's always the first thing you wonder about, who's coming in. And it was really, I've met many, many wonderful people. And having the 4th of July during that week was really a neat way to get out in the community. And I'm making some efforts to get out and talk to people So if there's anyone in particular or a group of folks that you want me to speak to or talk to, I'm happy to do that. I'm going to be at the Economic Council tomorrow for Councilman Kottner. I'm going to be available to anybody else that you want me to speak to, clubs, organizations, church groups, whatever it is that you'd like for me to participate in, please let me know. And if we need to bring something on a roadshow, our planning department, public works, finance, all of us are ready and willing to come and do some presentations for you. So just let us know.
Clark has a question.
I walk downtown as part of my ward, and I walk it all the time and just talk to people. And I've had several people say, when's the city manager, when are we going to meet him? So if someday, if you'd like, I could take you around downtown and introduce you to most of the business people.
That'd be great. I would love that.
And they're all looking forward to it.
Because
I already answered for you. I said, of course you'll do it.
Well, it's true. And it's always kind of it's not really awkward. It's just unusual. You walk into a business and you introduce yourself, and they're kind of looking at you like,
what did I do wrong?
So?
Yeah.
It's five minute introduction.
I will warn you about the ones that you go in by yourself, okay?
I have a little target on my back. I try to take it off or cover it when I'm leaving. So anyway, I just wanted to mention how delighted I am to be here and have a chance to really follow Gary's footsteps. I know that he's done a lot for you and for the city. It's something for me to follow, and I'm looking forward to that. And we're here to serve. Thank you.
Okay. Any changes, Sherry, on any of the calendar events here we got?
Not at this point.
Not at this point. We have no public hearing. We have no written communications. We have a consent agenda, which is approval of bills in the amount of $172,036.07, approval of the payroll, $462,951.46, and approval of the June 24, 2013 council meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Any other questions or comments regarding the consent agenda? Call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Next item on the agenda is council action items. The first one is Ordinance 13-2833, Title 9 Code Amendments. Michael, is that you or...
No, sir, it's not. I think that was the one that Mike Hassett was going to do, but it's not in the packet. Is that right?
That's correct. He had brought it forward at UME to discuss this one. Chief Hassett brought it forward last council meeting, but I think his work has taken him away from giving us something for the packet this week. And I'm sure he'll probably be bringing it forward at the next council meeting, and I will verify that with him.
So do you want us to just carry this forward to the next meeting?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does anyone object to doing such a thing? Okay, we'll carry forward Ordinance 13-2833, Title 9 Code Amendments to our next meeting. The next item is a bid award for the Boblett Street Pedestrian Improvements. Raven, is that you?
That would be me. So we're very excited to see this project moving forward. I think I've mentioned a couple times the design that's been happening, and that we're excited about coordinating this with the work that's going on at Rite Aid and also getting it done before school starts. So this is a short section of Boblett where there's currently no place for kids to walk other than a ditch. It extends from SR 543 to Border Rite Way. Included in the project are some stormwater improvements. Right now, most of the drains are actually plugged, so in addition to making the kids walk in the ditch, it's a very wet ditch. And also included will be new street trees, and new handicapped accessibility, which is problematic. We're going to be seeing our light crews actually move the street lights back out of the existing sidewalk in a couple of places so the contractor can re-pour the concrete. And then finally, we'll have what I'll call a enhanced crosswalk, but at the crosswalk to Rite Aid, one of those pedestrian-activated flashing lights. So really excited about seeing that. I'm just in the process of design. I actually have seen kids riding their bike the wrong way down the road, and it just, you know, lots of trucks and conflicts and so forth. So this is actually a 10-foot wide path that'll get them out of that. The low bidder was Faber Construction. They are the same contractor that did the Peace Portal Trail for us last year. We consider them qualified to do that work, and therefore we request your authorization for the city manager to enter into a contract with Faber Construction in the amount of $143,411.
Any questions for Raven? Raven, I do have a question. I'm sorry. Dennis, you go ahead.
That'll be a concrete sidewalk rather than asphalt.
It's concrete. Okay. Yeah, I probably should have elaborated that this project is being funded exclusively by the Transportation Improvement Board and Rite Aid's contribution. So that's pretty exciting, too.
Yeah, I was a little confused by the project will be paid out of the capital, street capital fund and the stormwater fund, but it's really being funded by the Transportation
Well, the component that is stormwater will need to be paid out of the stormwater utility, but TIB, for their percentage, which is generally around 80%, don't quote me on that, because oftentimes when you go from design to construction, their percentage adjusts a little bit. So they'll be paying 80% of that stormwater, and the stormwater fund will pick up the 20. But the
so it's not all funded by the...
As long as there is money remaining from Rite Aid, it'll be all the Rite Aid money will be used for the project.
You got to ask what grubbing means.
What means
grubbing?
Grubbing is it's like when you're clearing and you're taking out the roots as well. So you're not just knocking over trees; you're actually digging into the soil enough to get some of the root system. They call it grubbing. Yeah. It's a good.
Any other questions for Ruben?
Yeah. Is the transport, the number of trucks and so on that road going to increase substantially with Rite Aid?
You know, they did do a traffic analysis as part of the project, and the only thing that came out of that analysis, other than the financial contribution, that was a deficient part of the road system was the right turn lane onto the highway. It was determined that it needed to be longer, and so Rite Aid will be constructing that. There was no additional lane improvements or capacity. Go ahead.
And I can just address that very briefly. The site used to be a truck parking lot, and now it's going to be the Rite Aid, so the truck trips will dramatically reduce as a result of the project. Rite Aid will still receive a delivery by truck. I believe it's a couple days a week, twice a week, if I remember correctly, but compared to the number of trucks that were coming and going before, it should be quite a bit less.
Question? Charlie?
You said you're going to have a crosswalk that's going to go from the north side of the road across over to the Rite Aid, someplace along there. Is there any coordination between the stoplight on the freeway or on the truck route and that crosswalk? Because sometimes there's quite a few cars that come across that road, and if there's somebody going in that stoplight, that's not a huge amount of distance to have cars filled up.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. There is typically not any cross connectivity between the two signals. One's pedestrian activated and the other is activated by loops in the pavement. I can only tell you that the one that I built on Birchwood and Northwest in Bellingham is probably a couple hundred feet from the signal there and gets a lot more traffic. You will see on occasion there anyway. I don't think we'll see that on Boblett for some time, but you may see vehicles that might have to wait on crossing the highway. But I sort of suspect that the peak period for the kids is going to be different than the peak period for the vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions for Ruth? We have our staff recommends that the City Council accept the bid and authorize the City Manager to enter into the contract with Faber Construction Corporation in the amount of $143,411. Do we have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? If not, let's call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. That completes the council action items. And is there any unfinished business or council new business? Hearing none, I'll close the meeting.
You have one more item.
Oh, one more item on the back.
Yeah, executive session.
An executive session. I'm sorry, I didn't get around to the back end there. Okay, we are going to break for executive session at 6:34 to discuss acquisition of property pursuant to RCW 42:30.110, one in brackets, B in brackets. Do we anticipate taking any action, Mr. City Manager?
No.
No. Okay, we'll be gone for approximately
10 minutes,
and we'll be back in 10 minutes.